This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has laid a strong emphasis on Atmanirbhar Bharat, stating that India's biggest enemy is its dependence on foreign countries and the nation must overcome it. He stressed the importance of domestic production across all sectors, from semiconductor chips to ships. Mr. Modi was speaking at Samudra Se Samruddhi event in Gujarat's Bhavnagar yesterday. The Prime Minister asserted that the future of 140 crore Indians cannot be left in the hands of external forces, nor can the commitment to national development rely on foreign dependency. He declared that the solution to 100 problems is one, building an Atmanirbhar Bharat.
देश के विकास के संकल्प को हम दूसरों की निर्भरता पर नहीं छोड़ सकते, हम भावी पीढ़ी के भविष्य को दांव पर नहीं लगा सकते और इसलिए भाइयों बहनों, 100 दुखों की एक ही दवाई है और वो है आत्मनिर्भर भारत। लेकिन इसके लिए हमें दूसरे देशों पर अपनी निर्भरता लगातार कम करते जाना होगा.
Mr. Modi said the country is now working rigorously to reclaim its legacy and emerge as a global maritime power. He announced that the sector would soon adopt a one nation, one port procedure, aiming to simplify port procedures across the country, highlighting that a historic decision has been recently taken to strengthen India's maritime sector. Mr. Modi announced a major policy reform under which large ships have now been accorded infrastructure status. During the program, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for multiple projects worth over 32,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Mumbai International Cruise Terminal along with several major maritime projects valued at more than 7,800 crore rupees. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi reviewed the progress of the National Maritime Heritage Complex at ancient town of Lothal near Ahmedabad. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said left-wing extremism will be completely eradicated from the country by March next year. In an interview with a private channel, Mr. Shah said incidents of violence in three major hotspot areas, including the Northeast and left-wing extremism-affected areas, have reduced by 75% over the past decade due to the government's efforts. India has said it is examining the implications of the United States' decision to impose $100,000 fee on H-1B visa applications, but stressed that the measure could have humanitarian consequences. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the full implications of the measure related to the proposed restrictions on the US H-1B visa program are being studied by all concerned, including Indian industry. In a statement, the ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said industry in both India and the US has a stake in innovation and creativity and can be expected to consult on the best path forward. The White House has issued a major clarification regarding United States' new H-1B visa policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed only on new applicants. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt issued a clarification yesterday, hours before the new policy is set to come into effect today. In its post, Ms. Leavitt said, those who already hold H-1B visas are currently outside of the country right now and will not be charged $100,000 fee to re-enter. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be visiting the United States with a delegation tomorrow. The ministry in a statement said that the delegation plans to take forward the discussions with a view to achieving an early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. Department of Consumer Affairs has enabled GST grievance redressal on National Consumer Helpline as part of next-gen GST reforms. Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution in a statement said that a dedicated category has been enabled on the Integrated Grievance Redressal Mechanism in Gram Portal to address the expected consumer queries and complaints. In the Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. This will be the second meeting between the two sides in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.